CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham, UK. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday, the 17th of May, 2026. Here are the main news headlines. The RSGB releases a new set of mock exam papers, which RSGB convention workshop will you take part in? Listen to Milton Keynes Hospital Radio for an interview with the RSGB National Radio Centre Coordinator. The RSGB exams team is pleased to publish new mock exam papers for foundation and intermediate levels. There are three for each level and you can find them on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/mock-exams. These take into account all the changes to the syllabus and exam question bank, which have been made since the last sets of mock exam papers were published. The exams team will not be publishing new mock papers for the full level, as the entire full license question bank is now available online. Candidates and trainers can create their own full level mock papers using the questions on the RSGB pages at exam-questions. The RSGB is running a practical and thought-provoking workshop for radio amateurs, makers and home constructors who want to understand what AI really is and what it's good at, where it can go wrong and why it matters. The session will run during the RSGB convention on both Saturday the 10th and Sunday the 11th of October. It'll use plain English and real examples from personal projects and will show how large language models can act as useful thinking partners for learning, writing, coding and building. At only £15 for a two-hour session, this is an opportunity not to be missed. As well as this, the Society is running an additional workshop on Friday the 9th of October. In this six-hour workshop, you will learn how to use the Nano VNA effectively, understand its practical limitations and apply it confidently in your shack. You'll also learn to collaborate the device correctly and complete hands-on exercises using your own Nano VNA. This RSGB member-only workshop costs £50 and includes lunch and refreshments. Both workshops are filled on a first-come, first-served basis and are limited to 20 people per session. Book now at rsgb.org/convention. Listen for RSGB National Radio Centre Coordinator Martin Baker, G0GMB, on Milton Keynes Hospital Radio tomorrow, Monday the 18th of May. Martin met presenter Sophie at the Hospital Broadcasting Association's annual conference in March, when NRC volunteers spoke with attendees about amateur radio. During the interview, you'll hear Martin talking about a range of topics, from why amateur radio can be an exacting and rewarding hobby to his work at the centre and the role of the RSGB. He'll also explain how amateur radio can contribute to mental well-being and prevent social isolation. You can listen to the broadcast from 1 p.m. by going to mkhrs.org.uk and selecting Click to Listen in the top right-hand corner. Today, Sunday the 17th of May, is the last day of Mental Health Awareness Week, and this year's campaign looks at taking action to support good mental health. The RSGB highlights some of the small actions that radio amateurs can do that have a big impact. This includes showing kindness to one another, listening to each other, and taking a few extra minutes to engage in conversation. Over 4 days in May and June, Humber Fortress DX Amateur Radio Club is playing its part in raising awareness for men's mental health. Club members will be operating special call sign GB0MMH, and they are inviting radio amateurs to make contact. As the club says, let's break the silence at one transmission at a time. Find out more on QRZ.com and support this great initiative. If you have a story you'd like to share that relates to amateur radio and mental health, please email comms@rsgb.org.uk. Please send your details and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline for submission is 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast each week. That's news and events. Now, details of rallies and events. Today, Sunday the 17th, Dunstable Downs Radio Rally takes place at Stockwood Park in Luton. The boot sale is open to traders from 7:30 a.m. and to visitors from 9. The entrance fee, which includes parking, is £4 per vehicle. Find out more at Dunstable Downs Radio Club or oneword.org/boot sale. Durham and District Amateur Radio Society Radio Rally takes place on Sunday the 24th of May at Bowburn Community Centre, Bowburn, County Durham, DH65AT. Doors will be open from 10:10 to 2:30 p.m. with disabled visitors gaining access from 10 a.m. The entrance fee is £3. There's a bring and buy sale at trade stands, special interest groups and an RSGB bookstall. Catering will be available on site. More information from Michael Wright, G7TWX, on 07826 924192 or email dadars, that's D-A-D-A-R-S, at gmx.com. Special events. The Cornish Radio Amateur Club is active from Pendennis Point in Cornwall until the end of May with special call sign GB1SOS in support of SOS Month, Radio Month. Look out for activity each Sunday on the 40 and 20 metre bands using SSB. Special event station SB100 CVO is active to mark the 100th anniversary of the birth of Ludomir Mączka, SB1 CVO. Mączka was an outstanding Polish geologist, sailor and amateur radio operator. His legendary vessel, Maria, was the first Polish yacht to circumnavigate the globe twice, crossing the Atlantic, Indian and Pacific oceans multiple times. For more information, including details of awards that are available for working the station, visit qrz.com. The Salamis radio team in Greece is active with special call sign SX85CB, marking the 85th anniversary of the Battle of Crete during the Second World War. More details available on qrz.com. Now for DX News. Harold, DF2WO, is active as XT2AW from Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso, until Tuesday the 9th of May. He operates CWSSB and FT modes on various HF bands and via the QO100 satellite, QSL, via OQRS. Pascal, F8NQV, is active as CN2NQV from Morocco until the 11th of July. The station has been spotted recently on 2017 15-metre bands using SSB. Contest, RSGB 144 megs May contest started 1400 yesterday the 16th, ends at 1400 UTC today, Sunday the 17th of May. Using all modes on the 2-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. UK stations also send their postcode. Today the 17th, the RSGB first 144 megs backpackers contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC, all modes on the 2-metre band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. UK stations send their postcode. Tomorrow the 18th, the RSGB FT4 series contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC. FT4 on the 80 to 10 metre bands is where contests are allowed. The exchange is your report. Tuesday the 19th of May, RSGB 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. All modes on the 1.3 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 20th, RSGB 80 metre club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using data modes on the 80 metre band, the exchange is signal report and serial number. Thursday the 21st of May, RSGB 70 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 4 metre band. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Sunday the 24th of May, RSGB 10 gigs trophy runs 0800 to 1400 UTC. All modes on the 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Also Sunday the 24th, UK Microwave Group High Band Contest runs from 0800 to 1700 UTC. All modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Now for the radio propagation report. They write, "We hate to start the report on a negative note, but we're about to experience unsettled geomagnetic conditions over the next few days. The culprit is a large coronal hole on the sun, which rotated into an Earth-facing position on Thursday the 14th of May. The large coronal hole, an area with an open magnetic field lines, has already been responsible for an increase in the solar wind speed to more than 420 kilometers per second. We can expect it to get worse as the weekend progresses. The hole spans the solar equator, so is ideally placed to create maximum disruption to Earth. If the BZ interplanetary magnetic field swings south, we could see the KP index rise to a maximum usable frequency, or MUF, decline. If this happens, expect poor conditions until tomorrow, Monday the 18th of May. Meanwhile, the solar flux index declined to 103 on Thursday the 14th of May, which starts to put us in a difficult spot. Usually we say that a solar flux index of 100 or more is needed for the 10-metre band to open, so it may be that you'll need to move lower in frequency for reliable HF openings. The DX to be worked next weekend includes 3B9ID. I'm wondering if that's a 1 or an I. It's an I. 3B9IDX from Rodriguez Island, T3ITT on Canton Island, the last few days of XT2AW from Burkina Faso, and Fox Oscar stroke F6BCW in French Polynesia. Propagation Studies Committee's Space Weather Station at Baldock identified a solar flare on Sunday the 10th of May. The Doppler flash, or sudden frequency deviation, was triggered by an M5.7 solar flare that began at 1319 UTC, while flash is a good term for the fast rising edge. The GB0PSC receiver has captured fine detail on the 20 MHz signal from the WWW station in Colorado, showing multiple oscillations over a few minutes. X-ray radiation from the flare quickly increased absorption in the D region, reducing signal levels into the noise after 10 minutes. But those minutes are crucial as they provide data to test whether X-rays or extreme ultraviolet from the flare were responsible for the Doppler shift and propagation anomaly. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index could rise to be in the 120 to 130 range, which puts us back in the fun zone, unfortunately, and for reasons mentioned earlier, we can expect to see a KP index of 5 this weekend, but it will eventually decline to perhaps 2 or 3 as the week goes on. VHF and up, the background pattern of unsettled weather remains with us for a while over the UK as a whole, but subtle changes from a cold northerly to a warmer southerly wind will bring higher temperatures back again. To end the previous week, the cold northerly has brought some heavy showers with hail and thunder in places, and the gigahertz bands will have seen some rain scatter opportunities. The transition to a more southerly origin of the air will be taking place over the weekend, and although high pressure develops later in the week, we may have to wait until after midweek for any chance of tropo. The next few weeks encompass a couple of minor meteor showers, the Tau Herculids and daytime Arietids, to add to the random background input. There should be something to interest those looking for meteor scatter activities, and of course it all contributes to the fuel for sporadic E, which is largely comprised of meteor ionisation. The solar activity has recently been offering a few minor enhancements to the KP index, but no great results on the aurora front. Sporadic E has been producing results on 6-meter digital modes, where there have been brief openings to VKXT, DU2 and the USA, for those lucky enough to catch them. The usual technique of checking during the two main activity windows of mid-morning and late afternoon should improve your chances. If you get an opportunity to look at the jet stream patterns, it can be worthwhile trying paths that cross these, since it's believed that they are good sources of atmospheric gravity waves that can reach the E region to aid the production of sporadic E. EME now, the maximum declination period longest moon windows, now almost coincides with perigee. The period of lowest path loss conditions are at their best for the northern hemisphere. Moon declination is positive, reaching maximum tomorrow, Monday the 18th of May. Path losses are at their lowest as we reach perigee. Today's the 17th. 144 meg sky temperature is low all week. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me likewise. Until next week.